Man posing as governor makes prank speech dissolving state of Wisconsin. I don't know if you caught the speech. It was funny, some funny stuff, actually. And, you know, Scotty can really keep a straight face.
Yeah.
So you don't realize he's a kidder. I mean, you know, teachers, cops, public workers, sure, but the recycling, come on. You're going to take the recycling. That's. I wish I would have thought of it. That's a good one. I like the one about X-ing out child nutrition and then making breastfeeding a misdemeanor. I thought that was rich. You can make this stuff up, apparently, because it's good. But, you know, our new southern lifestyle will take a bit of getting used to here in Wisconsin. Or Wisconsin-sippy, as I like to call it. America's Beulah land. You know, those dairy farms weren't doing much anyhow, so putting them in cotton was the best thing that could have happened, is what I'm thinking. And I'll be lifting that barge and toting that bale on a kinnick-kinnick, ladies and gentlemen. Wisconsin-sippy has a lot going for it. Picturesque plantations, formerly soybean fields. Yes, sirree. University of Wisconsin, Old Wiss. Going with the football, dropping the academics. You have to prioritize in this economy.
That's right.
Just makes economic sense. And NASCAR, I'll tell you, has taken off. That's really the best thing that's happened so far since we went southern. And our non-union workers' paradise, you know, hopefully will attract a Kia or a Hyundai. You know, so far we just got the Payday America and a couple of Waffle Houses, but I'm sure they're going to come in time. We'll get to it. So, thank you, Big Daddy. And in all y'all, the other news that isn't, House to defend marriage, which is more than she ever did. Obama tells Gaddafi, stop it right now, mister. Don't make me stop this car. Libya rebels to push giant Trojan Ukrainian nurse into Tripoli. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like it's coming up anyhow, so that's the good thing. Economy turns corner for third time, finds itself back where it started. Wisconsin outlaws prank phone calls, orders arrest of Bart Simpson. President Obama takes a scalpel to the already field-dressed and gutted budget. Just the innards left, and I don't think he likes chitlins, in my opinion. Wisconsin Republicans send posse across border to Illinois to round up fugitive Democrats. They can't really arrest them, but they can lose them down there in the Pecatonia wetlands, you know. And no one will know the difference.
No.
Or, alternative, if the Democrats have Toyotas, they can recall their accelerator pedals. I'm just saying strategies. NFL is the latest dispute the president can't be bothered with. He's still pissed about the Bears, you know, so he's not. The NFL, of course, wants to go back to a plantation system. Worked for a lot of years. Government Walker has offered to intervene on that behalf. You can replace the players, actually, with these Wackenhut fellows they got from Chicago. You know, they're ex-felons, but they're some of them, you know, it'll be like the longest yard kind of thing. Get felons playing football again. It'll be a good thing. Good for the sport. Good for America. Still other news. Pope says he will stop wearing Galliano.
Sure.
Is this on or is this not? Okay. In a conciliatory gesture, the Pope commutes Jews' sentence on the Jesus rap to time served. God seriously hates Fred Phelps. Yes. Steve Jobs appears thinner, lighter, with a new processor and operating system. Thousands flock to reported sighting of white iPad. You know, they're great and all, but what about the tablets Moses was carrying, huh? Newt Gingrich to run on the hot tub time machine ticket. Testing. Calista just has to go to Stepford there to get a touch up there. And finally, you know, Newt, finally, the right wife and no way in hell. You know, he's going to. Mike Huckabee decides to stay in the double wide, what with the noodling season so near. Jim DeMint proposes national private radio. No, they're already in mourning at Morning Edition, believe me. That all offers considered. Not to mention, wait, don't! The live sex demo at Northwestern was necessary because they're not wildcats in the bedroom, ladies and gentlemen. Cam Newton figged it at the NFL Combine. Get it? Okay. Bernie Madoff to work off the Mets swindle by selling hot dogs in a pyramid scheme. At the ballpark. We're almost through this, right? We're getting right there. We'll have you on your way in no time. You go sleep in the Capitol or something if you want to do. You know, enjoy Madison while you're here. BYU forward Brandon Davies says, if it's any consolation, it wasn't that good. Sirhan seeks release now that there's no Kennedys left to shoot. We're almost there. German Catholics call for an end to celibacy. You just hope it extends to the laity. It should. Kirstie Alley, the new Bristol Palin on Dancing with the Stars. That's good news. Galliano and Sheen head out for a night of Jew-baiting. And Christina Aguilera arrested in Anthem reprisal. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Good. Oh, yeah. Okay, that there.